Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marky and Pop did a show together today, which is a rarity in the summer. You can listen to them occasionally this time of year and learn about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page.
Pony, you've been accused of hitting the pen three times since you said you'd put $5 in the jar.
Well, you guys didn't call me out for it, so it doesn't count.
But you said the chat was supposed to call you out, which they have.
No, it's you guys.
Some guy yelled, pen alert, pen alert.
Well, you guys have to do it.
Wow. Okay. My God. You're racking up more pen violations than Jackson Dart Easy Pass violations.
Mike Florio is back with us. Pro Football Talk brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. All right, Mike, we got a big one here with the Cam Hayward hold-in. Let's start with just your impression, your opinion on what's going on here between the two sides.
Well, look, I'm always a big proponent of players getting paid. But when you just did a deal last year and you could have played out the deal and then become a free agent, and if you were determined to be an all-pro, you could have cashed in after that. And when you say that, and I love Cam Hayward, don't get me wrong. When you say that after you signed the deal, you told them, I'll be back next year after I'm an all-pro, and they giggle. Yeah, because the joke's on you. They've got you signed for two more years. So these are all things that could have been dealt with. There could be incentives. There could be escalators. There could be terms in the contract he signed last year that would give him more money if he had made all-pro. The joke's on him. Really, it is. Mm-hmm. You are a veteran who's into your, what, third, fourth contract now? So, like, for a guy like a James Cook who got his deal today, who had nothing to negotiate on his last contract, it's one thing. But when you're a veteran who signs your deal eyes wide open and you understand the implication of committing to a two-year, $14.5 million deal, it doesn't matter if you're an all-pro or not an all-pro. They hold the cards. You signed the contract. It's going to be hard for him to get them to see it his way. And it would have been easier for him to deal with this last year if he was sure he was going to become an all-pro in 2024.
The one thing that he's already gotten this year is the majority of his compensation on this roster bonus. His base salary is just 1.3, Mike. And Andrew heard earlier today that maybe Cam is actually considering seriously sitting out real games this year because he's making like 70-odd grand per game check, and that there is no recourse for the team to recoup that roster bonus. Is that the way you understand it? Do the Steelers have, if he sits out regular season games, any way to claw back that $13.45 million or parts of it?
You've got different provisions of the CBA that would come into play here. He's already shown up. He's already there. If he leaves, it activates an entirely different process that could have him shut down for the entire year, pay back the roster bonus, and not get any money this year. That's one. Door number one, he's not leaving. Door number two would be to just say, I'm not playing. I'm here. I'm not playing. that turns into a face-off where you can...
That kind of gets into the J.C. Tretter stuff a little bit, doesn't it, Mike? That he talked about that got him in hot water.
J.C. Tretter said fake an injury.
Okay.
Cam's not faking an injury. And you don't really need to fake an injury. Cam Hayward's been playing for 14 years. There's something on him if he thinks about it long enough that is legitimately injured and he doesn't have to play. But if he says, I'm just not playing and I'm healthy, you could eventually suspend him for conduct detrimental to the team.
Yep.
He commits a default under the roster bonus. You can claw back some of the money that way. So that money he's already gotten is susceptible to being recovered by the team if this really would turn into, you know, like both sides pushing it to the limit. The best deal, obviously, is to work out a new contract. But, yeah, I think just digging his heels in and not playing, that won't fly if the Steelers want to push it. And I don't know why they wouldn't push it. At some point, you got to get your helmet and go play football. You're under contract and you're here.
Is it a really simple solution to just take some of his roster bonus for next year and give it to him now? Mike, he seemed to imply that's what he wanted when he talked a couple of days ago. That seemed to be him referencing what the Steelers did with Antonio Brown. Are there any real ramifications or consequences to taking 2026 roster bonus and converting it into 2025 salary?
It's a way to save face for the team. The team typically doesn't like to do deals for anyone other than quarterbacks more than a year in advance, yada, yada, bad precedent, all that stuff. So you just move money around that way. And then next year they could deal with the missing money, maybe do a new contract. Maybe it's his last year. I don't know. This is year 15 for him. I just think that he made a calculated risk when he decided, yeah, I'm going to try to get more money if I make all pro this year. And he said Monday that this all started back in February at the scouting combine, and they haven't gotten anywhere with it. They haven't gotten there yet. So I don't know what they're going to do. And this is the problem of getting your starting quarterback at a below market contract and giving TJ Watt $41 million a year in new money average. You're going to have other guys that say you can afford to pay Watt and you got to steal for your quarterback. There's got to be money there for me.
Mike, this is kind of an in the weeds question. I'll try to ask it as simply as possible. If they wanted to move some of the 2026 money for Hayward, like we just discussed, does that like have an outsized negative effect on dead cap or anything else like that for next year? Is there any like provision to just prevent teams from doing that willy-nilly or penalty that they would have to incur if they were to try to move that money?
No, they can move money around. Not that I know of, and I don't want to speak in absolutes because when you do that, you end up being absolutely wrong. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would be an impediment to shifting money around. Like you guys said, they did it with Antonio Brown once upon a time, and teams have done that. There's another guy this year, Minka Fitzpatrick, his deal in Miami. They made a big deal about some the signing bonus. Right? It was baloney. They took a couple million from next year, and they put it forward to this year, and they guaranteed it, and they paid most of his salary as a bonus. It was all overblown because it made the agent look good.
Mike, I'm not predicting this is going to happen. No one has told me that it could happen, but another hypothetical. Hayward did say, I want to be valued. I can't wrap my head around playing this position at this price this year. What would happen if he just said, screw it, I've played 15 years, I'm going to retire? Could they get the roster bonus back then?
Yes. Yes. The roster bonus is subject to forfeiture in the year that it was paid.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Paid. So they can go back and get that roster bonus from him. Now, you know, good luck. You got to chase him around. It can get ugly. But yeah, that roster bonus was paid to him under the express presumption he's going to play this year. If he retires, he, in theory, has to pay every penny back.
Mike, we've got one other non-Cam Hayward hold-in situation with Chris Boswell, who probably took in and ran with the mantle of best kicker in the league last year, maybe he or Brandon Aubrey. Do you sense that the Steel? I'll give you two situations. Do the Steelers do something to sweeten the pot for Chris Boswell, figuring he's a kicker? It's almost kind of like a separate issue from a football player. Or do they say, hell no, we aren't doing any kind of thing for Chris Boswell. He is merely a kicker. We will especially dig our heels in and not give him what he wants.
I can't think of a time a kicker held in, held out, or did anything other than held his breath until he turned blue. I don't get it. And I think we joked about it on the show yesterday. Like, what does a kicker even do when he's holding in? Like, what's he holding in from?
He's been playing a ton of golf, you know, at Laurel Valley.
Yes,
out there in Ligonier.
He's been golfing the entire time.
His handicap might be down to like
this,
a two.
I will say this. Under the new kickoff procedure, the kicker is susceptible to getting his ass blown up because he's the only one that's coming down the field with any momentum, and they can run down and get him. And there's some clips out there of kickers getting blasted. So there is a risk to being a kicker. But if you're the team, you could throw a rock and find another kicker. And I know you want to have a good kicker, but I don't see them blinking for Boswell and not blinking for Hayward. So that one is just weird to me.
Mike, how about this idea that part of this is, obviously the Hayward thing is he negotiated just last year and they don't want to give somebody a new contract, you know, 365 days later, thereabouts. But still, we're talking about a policy that is not league-wide. It is a team policy of, we just don't do new deals when players have more than a year left on their contract. J.J. Watt tried to bring this up with his brother, saying you would have actually gotten a bargain if you didn't have this silly policy. You would have paid him way less money. How about the idea that part of the sticking point is the Steelers' own policy on when they negotiate contracts, Mike?
Oh, hey, I've said this before with you guys. Some of their rules, like, we don't do extensions once the season starts. We don't do full guarantees beyond year one, unless you're a quarterback or TJ Watt. And I just think that is dumb. All due respect to the Steelers, and I love the Steelers, and I've been in and around Pittsburgh my entire life, but the whole idea is the CBA sets forth the minimum stuff you can do, and anything beyond that, like, you're only limited by your creativity and your willingness. It's when you apply artificial rules that make it harder for you to have the team you want to have. I just don't understand why they do it. I don't understand why they do it. They're only hurting themselves. There's an arrogance to it. And one of the things I've noticed this year, whether it's the Bengals with their guys who aren't happy, the Cowboys with Micah Parsons, the Bills with James Cook, I feel like so much of what teams do as it relates to their players is about power. And it's about reminding them who's in charge. And these extra rules the Steelers put on their players and their coaches as it relates to extensions, the message is we're in charge and we're going to do things our way and you should just be glad to be here. And that was some of the subtext of the TJ Watt negotiations. I just don't know that's realistic. I really don't. And, you know, how long has it been since they won a Super Bowl? How long has it been since they won a playoff game? It gets harder and harder just to say, we're the Steelers. You should just be glad you're here and do things our way.
Mike Florio, do you think when we talk next week at this time, a deal will be done with Cam Hayward? Your prediction?
Next week at this time, I'll say no, which means yes.
All right.
And if I'd say yes, that would mean no.
Mike Florio, PFT. Thank you, Mike. Talk to you then. All right. Cabali's on a heater today. He said some other things about the Steelers making moves that have made waves. We also might have a very special guest at 4:15. A guest so special that when we originally tried to have him on Friday, Chris was thinking about not using his day off to come in studio to interview this person. That's how badly you want to talk to this guy.
I was thinking of potentially taping questions and having them be played to this person for the purposes of at least saying, I got the question out there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So people are now can start brainstorming who that person is that you are so smitten by.
Are they definitely coming on?
We're still up in the air on that.
We're efforting
in
the business. Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.